I'm here tonight with Amy Jo. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a rough week last week.
What role music did you grow up with?
What kind of music did I grow up with?
Yes.
Oh man. Well, of course, country. You know, grew up with 90s country and some folk, and it's funny, as I got a little bit older, I kind of learned a little bit more about, like, Motown and different kinds of, I kind of get to hear some different things like that, but kind of a mix, like, as a big mix. Like, I did hip-hop dancing for a while, so I listened to all kinds of stuff once upon a time. I still do. And then, of course, you know, rock, southern rock. Yeah, a little bit of mutts and bluegrass.
How would you describe the music you created?
The music that I create?
Yeah, how would you describe it?
Well, probably exactly that. We actually just recently wrote a song that kind of explains that a little bit. I'm kind of a mix. Like, I'm very much country, but southern rock, a little bit of blues. Every now and then you'll get a little tiny hint of R&B in there. yeah, definitely the rock, country rock, more bluesy, southern rock kind of a thing. Like, if you were to take, well, and not all of it's out there yet, so it's like, wait, what? But the style that I write is kind of like, that I write the most, it's more a mix of country and southern rock meets red dirt and outlaw, like, kind of all thrown together if you throw a little blues in there. So, whatever you want to call that, that's what I do.
Do you create for yourself or for your fans?
Oh gosh. Well, it's both. I create genuinely. Like, it's hard for me to create something that I don't relate to some way. So in that sense, it's almost like therapy, right? But I think it's the same. I think it's the same kind of deal for the fans, right? Like, you connect. They connect with the music that you make, and you just put something out there that is your art. Hope that somebody likes it. Honestly, that's about the way it goes.
We're gonna play your single on Swamp Water.
The daddy told me a story when I was 5 years old about this old boy who lost his life down in his own fishing hole. Them boys are more than gators. Now water
write that song and have some co-writers or anything like that?
I did write it. I wrote it with my guitarist. So he kind of threw out, I said something about Swamp Water. He said, that sounds like a song. I said, well, it should be. And so he kind of started playing some music and I started writing the lyrics and that's how it happened.
Yeah, when I first seen that title, it put me in the mind of the series of Swamp People.
Yeah, actually, that's where I've wanted to have that song placed for a while now. So that's funny that you say that, because, yeah, I would love for them to pick up that song, so. But.
Tell me about your best and worst performance.
Oh my. Ever of all time? Goodness. Best performance. I can't think of just one that I would think would be the best. But worst, I could tell you in this, I think I was about 15, and I was in a beauty pageant, and it was shortly after I had just started performing on my own, and I was supposed to sing for this pageant, and I got out on stage, and my music started playing, and I just totally went blank, like, blanked out all the lyrics, and I just, like, froze, and I ended up, like, having them. I made my way through part of it, and then I was like, all right, I'm done. I think that was probably my worst. And I developed a new stage fright from that I had to overcome. So I ended up getting past that, obviously, because I'm back. You guys didn't get rid of me that easily, but it was a rough one, and honestly, I don't think it was as bad as I thought it was, but at 15, I was like, that was the worst thing that could have grabbed me. There was this room full of fancy people just sitting there staring at me, like, waiting for me to sing, and there was just nothing. So that was probably my worst one. But best, man, there's been some really good ones. As far as, like, the people that I've been able to be around and perform with, I really can't think of just one. I've gotten to open for some cool people. I got to sing on stage with some cool people. And there's a lot more really pretty cool stuff coming up. So I'm looking forward to a lot of things.
That was the next question. Well, what's next for you?
Oh, well, look at that. Reading your script for you, Rich. What's next for me? Well, I mean, I like to be able to plan what's next for me, but, you know, we'll see if it ever goes the way that it's planned, right? We've got, let's see, quite a few things. Couple of EPs in the works. A Southern Rock Christian Gospel album in the works. Some videos, a lot is, like, kind of building up. There's some award shows coming up. I will be at the Mississippi Music Foundation, Mississippi Music Awards in April. I was nominated for Best Female Country Artist of the Year. So I'll be performing there at the Landers Center. I don't know. That's in South Haven. There's some cool stuff. But, yeah, lots of projects going on. I've got some, a lot of co-writes going on where I'm writing with a lot of really good songwriters and artists. And I'm even branching out and teaching some songwriting to some people that are just kind of learning how to get started. And so there's a lot of really cool stuff that's coming up. Who knows where it'll take us, but
Where can people go and see your videos, music, and events?
Okay, I have a website. It's amyjosmusic.com. JOSAMYJOSmusic.com. I have a link tree that's got all my links and my songs and websites and stuff on there. If you go, it's Amy Jo's Music on all my social media. So, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all those. My handle is usually the same. So you can find me there. And my music is on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, all those, and YouTube. But it's anywhere that's digital. I think it's like Pandora and all that good stuff too. I mean, I've lost track. It's been oh, it's pretty bad.
when you ain't doing music, what do you like to do? Like hobbies or stuff like that?
Well, I have quite a bit that I like to do. It's a matter of finding time to actually do it, though, I guess. Because we have a really big family, so we kind of, I'm active with church, and I'm active with the youth in our church, and, so me and my husband are youth for the teenagers at our church, so that's something that we like to do, and we're working on a new collaborative plan for some music ministry stuff, so that's going to be pretty cool. So there's music again, but I hang out with my kids and my husband and try and find downtime to breathe. But I like to write. I like to be outside. There's a lot of different stuff that I like to do. It's just a matter of actually finding the time to do it.
Well, thanks for being on the show tonight. Enjoyed
it. Well, yeah, thanks for asking me. I'm glad that we could finally catch up, and I've got my voice back and starting to sound a little bit normal. So.